Hey, welcome to another episode of Lady and the Harlot podcast. I'm Dagna.
I'm Cheryl. The reason I'm laughing is because the way Dagna was looking at me.
I've always been so good with those facial expressions. Alright, so yeah, she was busy writing as we're starting the intro, and I'm just looking at her like, are you gonna join the rest of the class? Are you gonna join the fucking rest of the class? Miss Cheryl, is there something you want to share with the class?
No, nothing.
I don't want you to
usually, you know how that worked out for me when we was in school.
Yes. Yeah, you're like, no, I'm good.
Yeah, usually I had candy or gum in my mouth, and that's
when she would get called out. Yeah. Getting called out. So yes, welcome to another episode. This week's topic is going to be fun because it's something that I went live on our Instagram a few weeks ago, and it was nice to chit chat with a few of you guys when I went on live, and I had asked a question because Miss Cheryl and I had gotten into a discussion about, can you truly have a healthy sex life in a full house?
And that's a big no for me.
She's like, hard no. Next. For me, I'm like, I said, I think there's possibilities, but it depends. And she's rolling her eyes right now. She's like, no, because, shaking her head, you know, like, no.
I think you and I know that, you know, when other people are in the house, you can't be free to express yourself.
No.
So here I am. I'm in the house. You know, my kids are at, you know, whoever's house, you know, and, you know, it's just me and the guy that I'm with. And probably my freaking neighbors are probably wondering what the fuck is going on because they can hear me. Okay. It's like, oh my gosh,
she's not angry. Fucking,
should we call the police? Like, what's going on?
Not even call the police. They'd be like, damn, can we get a cigarette and get a camera? Watch this shit take place.
Yeah. And then, and if they're there,
yeah,
you restrict yourself from being free.
Exactly. Now, so, I don't condone it either. I'm not all for it, but I do feel there is that element of a little different element of excitement because you have to restrict yourself. I don't like doing it though. I really don't.
I'd rather be able
to be free and just be spontaneous and just do it, you know? But then again, I will do it outside. It doesn't matter to me. So
that's something different though.
Right.
Compared to
it's other
being
people's children,
household.
Right? Yeah. I shouldn't care that other people's children might be around. You're absolutely correct. I'm joking.
But it's not comfortable for me.
And it's not even just the kid factor. You can have anybody living with you.
Yeah.
You know, and it would just throw a different dynamic in there.
Yeah. It puts a damper on certain activities, certain things that you want to do. And then now you got to be quiet and you got to watch what you do because you don't want other people to know what you're doing. You know,
it's like an obstacle. It's just an obstacle. It's a big ass barrier.
Yeah. I don't see how that is being healthy when you can't be open and free to fully express yourself the way you want to.
Right. So I went to our audience and I asked that question. Right. And immediately a guy was like, no, it doesn't happen in my house.
Yes. Thank you for being honest and not bullshitting us. Okay. Thank you.
All right. So I'm going to read a few of the comments that I've gotten. So the first one is from Mr. Softspoken.
Okay.
Backstory: married. She has kids. He has kids. They all live together under one big happy roof. Right. So says, so yes, it can definitely exist. In my experience, a healthy sex life can exist with a full house as we have anywhere from two to four kids here at a time. And sometimes they're friends too. The caveat is that we usually have to wait until bedtime. Even then, it's not guaranteed. Cheryl's face is great right now.
keep going.
Okay. I'm not going to read like the whole thing, but basically that's what they're saying, that it can happen, right?
No, I think you need to read the whole thing. Just keep going. Now I don't know.
So basically the other day they got interrupted before anything could happen. So once that happened, basically nothing went down because, well, something went down, but not what was supposed to go down.
Okay.
If you're catching my drift there.
Okay.
So it says here, the sex may not be as often as one would like. It can't be quite as spontaneous as you'd like. And it can't happen just anywhere in the house. And this person mentions, unless you're my mother, meaning my mom, because my mom didn't give a fuck.
Right.
Remember from what I told you guys. Even on those rare occasions when there are no kids in the house, like 0.01% of the time, we still have two dogs who jump on us if we try to do it on the couch or something. LOL. They say all this to say that a healthy sex life can, and in his case, does exist in a full house.
Okay, so.
But it definitely isn't as exciting or spontaneous as it can be.
Okay, so I think that's utter bullshit. I think there's no such thing as anything exciting or spontaneous when you have people in a full house.
Right.
That's just, or healthy about that. Healthy is being free and be able to express yourself. Being free,
right, just go
and
at freaking it.
Holler and do whatever the fuck you want anywhere. Okay, that's a healthy sex life.
Yeah.
Being restricted, you gotta be quiet. The person's in the room.
Yeah.
Oh,
someone's gonna come home.
Yes. Oh my God.
the dog is on the bed.
Like, come on. Fucking keep it real with yourself, okay? Yeah. Okay. And I'm just being honest.
Right.
Keep it fucking real. All right. There's no excitement. It's fucking bullshit. Too many people in the house. Fucking next time,
make get a some hotel time. Room.
That's all I was about to say.
Get a fucking hotel room.
Get a fucking hotel room. Yes. And fucking just wild out. Yes. Okay.
Wild out.
That is a healthy sex life. When I get it, you can't. You know, you have to be restricted, you know? Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's those moments where you just want to get off really quickly
mm-hmm.
and you do it silently. Mm-hmm. But then to say
that's your life.
That's your life and that's
mm-hmm.
healthy.
Mm-hmm.
That's fucking bullshit and that's insane. And you're fooling yourself by believing that bullshit, okay? So usually what couples usually do is get a hotel mm-hmm. every once in a while sporadically, you know, and get away from the kids, you mm-hmm. know, yeah. at those moments.
And it's nice to get away from the kids.
Yeah.
And it's nice to, even if you've got like a cheapy motel room for four yes. hours, just to let loose.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Then you can say, okay, yeah, it's healthy yes. because we have those moments where we freaking get away.
Yeah. And, you know? And you're not like me where it's like, hey, we're in this parking lot. Like,
yeah,
let's go at it.
But then to say this is it.
Yeah.
That's nonsense.
Yeah. I know.
So,
I totally get it.
So stop fooling yourself. That's bullshit. And that's not healthy.
Next comment.
Yes.
Damon Diggler.
I hope he's not another one that says that's fucking healthy.
He says, just leave the door open. If the others in the house are troubled by it, then they'll close the door.
Yeah, no, thank you. No, thank you.
And then someone commented, that will teach them real quick. Those are our fans interacting with each other. Yeah,
they're going to like get shocked. whoever's watching is going to have to go through some therapy for real.
Right. Right. Let's see here. Cobra 97 DOHC says, I don't know, honestly. It doesn't exist in my house, and it's not that I don't try every day. Will be interesting to see what other folks have to say. And so then I had asked him, I said, how many people live in your household? He said, 4. Myself included, 2 kids under 10 and my wife.
And younger kids is like
it's younger kids is harder, yeah.
Yeah.
So then one of our other followers commented to him, and she has said, here's a question for you, sir. Do you still take your wife out on dates?
There you go.
And see, and even she's putting it out there like, get a room.
Yes.
Get a fucking room. Yeah.
Exactly.
He says, yes, I try. She always wants to include the kids. That's the problem.
There's no separation.
Right.
There.
Right. We had a lunch date minus the kids last weekend for an anniversary. That was really nice.
Right.
So then we had another guy, Sumpter Photo. He said, yes, absolutely. We've got three kids. They're all in their teens and not only have a great sex life, but actually a better one over time. And it's better than ever. It's admittedly trickier when they're younger, but it's necessary, in my opinion, to keep things spicy and intimate. I said, you know, can you please share with us how? Mm-hmm. How do you get away with it? And now, you know? Mm-hmm. And so he says, short answer, lock the door. He goes, the reality of it is obvious, not that simple, especially when the kids are younger, as we've been interrupted with loud noises or everything is just too quiet. So, you know, they're into something.
Right.
Then there's those times where we're both too exhausted to even move, which is the worst time to be intimate, as it can just feel like work.
Right.
There's no real answer to the question. You just have to make it work. Through 20 years, I've learned to be optimistic, strategic nap times, taking dives into a deserted area, kids having sleepovers, etc.
Yes.
Now that the kids are older and more self-sufficient, we'll just have more date nights and get a hotel room, but nothing beats what I got cut off. Oh, nothing beats what I first said, just lock the door.
No, I think the proper thing is what he said about date nights and mm-hmm. just getting out.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Locking the door, you know, then you're going to get distracted by
sounds.
Yes.
The possibilities.
Possibilities.
Yeah. And I have a old coworker who's currently going through it. Actually, he's not getting shit. And that's putting a damper on things. Small backstory, he got married. He had two kids with his first wife. They mm-hmm. got divorced. Now he's with someone else. He's engaged. She has a kid from a previous marriage or relationship.
Right.
So when they got together, there's three kids, right? All under the age of, at the time, I guess, 10.
Right.
Now it's a few years into this relationship and they have two more kids. So there's five kids in this fucking house.
Right.
And of course, if they're under the age of 13, you're talking about five kids under the age of 13, that's no room or space for alone time with your partner.
Isn't.
And it does put a damper on shit. And they literally just had the last kid in June.
Yeah.
So this is a baby, not even as an infant, you know? I definitely feel for him. And I even suggested, like, why don't you guys do like a quick little getaway? Like, your parents love the kids, like have them do a weekend at grandma and grandpa's house. And
right. And that would be perfect.
Yeah. But then she's, oh, well, I'm a mother and I don't want to leave the kids.
I get that. Especially the newborn.
Yeah.
You know, stop popping out those babies.
Right. Wrap it up.
Yeah, exactly.
Tie that shit. Get rid of it. Whatever.
Yeah.
Put on, I don't know. Do something.
Yeah.
But I feel bad because now not only is she in the space of I'm a mom, I can't leave them, but my body is not what it used to be. So I don't feel sexy.
Right. So yeah.
So now
I totally understand.
So now you're down this rabbit hole of that. Mm-hmm. Her hormones are trying to go back to how they were. Her body's changed with every fucking pregnancy. Now she's a mother. She can't possibly be some kind of sexy slut in bed with her boyfriend or husband.
Yeah.
And now she's just kind of disconnected from being sexual.
I think that's for the moment, possibly. Because
I'm hoping because I feel bad. I feel horrible that they're
just
not.
They just had a baby.
Yeah. And they're not. And he's losing his shit. You know, he's really trying to be understanding.
He needs to continue to be understanding.
Yeah. But she also needs to work with him, too.
I get it, but then I understand how it feels like when you don't feel a certain way. Mm-hmm. You understand.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
You know, you don't feel attractive. You don't feel sexy. Especially you just had a baby. Yeah.
You know. I think for me, obviously I can't speak for any other person, but when I start feeling like that, I always think to myself, what can I do to change that feeling? Because I hate feeling like I'm not sexy. I hate feeling like I'm not desirable.
Right.
You know? And even when I was married, like I gained a shit ton of weight.
So
I was the biggest I ever was.
Same. And especially after the last one.
Yeah. And he kept saying how beautiful I was, but I didn't feel beautiful at all. And he really wasn't really taking any steps to make me feel beautiful. Just telling me is not enough.
Right.
He wasn't even showing me. So I think that should be. And so
is he doing that for her though?
Well, see, this is what I want to tell the guys. you know, and in the whole, like, just having a baby and the sex drive has diminished.
Right.
Is really, and like we say, it always goes back to communication, but really express to her how much you miss her touching you.
Right.
If she hears that, then it's like, it's a whole different feeling, because she knows that her touch meant the most to you.
Right.
It's not like, oh, I need to get off, I need this. Like, you need to bring that aspect in that.
Maybe she's thinking, damn, I don't want to pop out another one. Let me refrain from some sex.
Let me pull back a bit.
Yeah. I mean, they have a lot of kids. I mean, I don't know. From separate, you know, relationships, and then mm-hmm. now they have in their own.
Mm-hmm.
And a full household, that's stress.
That's a real full household.
Yeah, and they're young, so it's stressful. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. I totally understand her point of view, her side, in terms of her probably her mental state.
Yeah, I understand it too.
Yeah, so it's
But I also understand his as well.
I know, but he needs to be patient, because she just had a baby.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't expect the woman to just jump back into, maybe there's some that do,
mm-hmm.
but I didn't, especially when my body went, there's some women whose bodies go through serious changes, and some that is like, damn, you just had a baby? Really?
You were pregnant? Or even like, as they're pregnant, you're like, you're pregnant?
Right? You know, so I was one of those, and I know you were one of those, where our bodies went through drastic changes.
I went up to 305.
You know, yeah.
The biggest I ever was.
So there was just no, even if it even wanted to, there was mm-hmm. just no talking me into doing anything sexual at right. that point, you know, until I got myself back on track.
Yeah. I started to get myself back on track. And then the funny thing is, here's my husband saying, oh yeah, you're so beautiful, you're so beautiful, at 305. And then I started dropping the weight, and I started to feel a little bit more confident with myself. So when I started feeling a little bit more confident with myself, I'm trying to be more intimate with him, and he still wasn't reciprocating.
Mm.
He wasn't showing anything, so it was like, I guess I'm gonna have to get it somewhere else.
I guess so.
That's what happens.
I know that's what happens, which really sucks, you know. And it sucks when two people are not on the same wavelength.
Right. We were already done. Like, we were already mentally checked out and done with each other,
right,
before any of that shit happened. But yeah, there was trying, but nothing taking.
Yeah.
You know. So, yeah, just let her know
how you feel
and what her touch meant to you, and why you desire that so much.
Right.
You know, and hopefully that plays a role in making things happen again.
Right. It's not easy. Mm-hmm. It's not easy keeping up having much less of a sex life. You're saying healthy, mm-hmm. but some people have zero.
Right? They're like, I had sex this year once. And that to them was healthy. Once in 365 days. Once for 20 minutes, maybe.
Yeah. I'm gonna be real. In my marriage, mm-hmm. like, I stopped having sex for 3 years.
I couldn't.
For 3 fucking years. You know how hard that is? At close to the end, I started freaking losing my mind. But that was my decision, because I didn't want to be with the person that I was with intimately.
Right. Your body won't follow. That's the thing. Like, if your mind isn't there, your body won't follow.
Yeah.
So I know that about me.
And the same thing goes for me.
Yeah.
So it all depends on the two people that are involved.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to, you know, it's... We always keep going back to communication.
Clear.
Yes.
Communication.
Exactly. Vocalize, speak up, because nobody's a mind reader at the end of the day. So if there's something that's lacking, you want to do, that's change it up, whatever the case is, just do it. But try to do something to keep it healthy and to keep it going, whatever that may be, even if you're going into your car.
Yeah.
In the car.
That's what I say. There's tons of places. The city.
Go to the drive to the park and just like park up. Hopefully you got some tints on your windows. And if you don't, hey.
Just sit on a park bench in the dark.
Whatever floats your boat.
Whatever. You want it real bad, you make it happen.
Exactly.
That's just how I see it. You want to make it happen. You want it so bad, you'll make it happen. Anything. Yeah. Anything.
Some people don't care though. That's the thing. Like your mom. You know, some people just don't care.
She did that's, not give
that's
a
traumatizing
flying.
Though
that is it is it's disgusting. It turns my stomach. It really is traumatizing. But at least she had a healthy sex life when I was growing up.
Yeah, but that's disgusting.
Yeah,
that the last thing any kid wants to hear is their parents. That's traumatizing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
So please, I hope there's some of you out there who are not doing that. I really hope, but you know, I who am I to say or tell anybody?
Yeah, but I loved your reaction for that first comment.
Because it is, you know, I know when people like to sometimes
sugarcoat.
You're reading my mind.
I know.
I swear to God. I was about to say the word and you just said it for me. People like to sugarcoat and make it seem a certain way. And I sometimes feel like people are fooling themselves or wanting to believe in certain things. Or in reality, it's just not real.
Right.
You know, to justify why things are the way they are in their
and that yeah, everything's fine. Everything's yeah. okay.
And it's not.
Yeah,
you know?
It's not. It's like, not okay.
It's not fine. You know, mm-hmm. it's, you know, when it comes down to sex and being in a relationship with somebody, it should be open and free, no restrictions, no barriers. You know, when you're saying it's healthy, regardless of people in the household,
mm-hmm.
you know, I think that's nonsense.
I think that the fact that they're claiming or stating that they have it 3 to 4 times a week.
That's but.
Sorry, 3 to 4 times a week. How so? 3 to 4 times a week, you're just being quiet and hoping nobody comes in or hoping everybody's asleep.
So you're telling me that this person who has a quote unquote healthy sex life is saying with people in the household that they're doing it 3 to 4 times a week?
Yes.
Look, was I born yesterday?
I don't know.
Come on. Come on.
She's like speechless. She's like, come on. I mean.
I have nothing more to say with that one. Okay. I think. Listen, I'm going to be real. None of us were born yesterday. We're all grown adults here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, be real. Don't feed me no sugar-coated bullshit story because that's just nonsense. Listen, you and I are the most freakiest people, okay? We usually find a way to do something, okay? And even with our personalities, mm-hmm. we wouldn't be able to do it 3 to 4 times a day, like a week.
Oh, in a week.
In
yeah.
a week. With our house full of people. Mm-hmm. There's just no fucking way.
No.
Okay?
Absolutely not.
With no. work, with being fucking tired, mm-hmm. with the fucking kids in the house. Yeah. How motherfucking no? Okay?
Like, right.
Just keeping it real.
Right.
And there's nothing fucking healthy about that shit. Okay?
The only time. And especially the fact that if there's a distraction, then nothing's going
on. No, down. Because I know for me, I can't. I want to focus.
How do you fully enjoy it?
Yeah.
You have to be in the moment.
Exactly.
So if you're focusing on, I hear a sound or I think I heard something. Oh, someone's going to come home any minute.
Yeah. yeah
They're scratching at the door. You know, it's like,
no.
How enjoyable is that? How healthy is that?
I wouldn't be able to focus on what I'm the act of self.
Mm-hmm. Like I said, maybe a little one-off here and there if you really want it that bad.
Right.
I can understand that. But that's your life and that's the norm? No.
No. No.
No. Yeah. So what the other guy was saying about, well, you know, I take her out on date night. We get a room.
Yeah.
All for that. I totally agree that he can have a healthy sex life with the 100%, whole house.
100%. Yeah.
Because he's making arrangements to have
for
that.
Them. Yeah. For them to have that private time mm-hmm. together.
And now they're even closer than they were.
Right.
And the kids are older now. So now there's more of a control factor where the kids are like, oh, I'm going to go hang out at my friend's house. Or I'm going to go sleep at this person's house.
And then you have all the time in the world to do whatever the hell you want because nobody's in the house because they're mm-hmm. at their friend's house.
Mm-hmm.
You know, can't wait for that to freaking happen. So my kids get older and be like,
she's pushing her daughter to have go get friends. Get friends. Mom needs alone time. So you can hang out at their house.
Right. Everybody needs that private time, that alone time
mm-hmm.
to keep, to rejuvenate, to
take
refresh.
A nap. Yeah.
You know,
mentally, like just yeah. sitting in silence is like so yeah. peaceful just to sit in silence.
To not have the disturbance of other people mm-hmm. around, you know, everybody needs that,
mm-hmm.
you
Absolutely.
Know, and every once in a while, not every day, but every once in a while, at least.
Yeah. And even that is healthy for self care.
Yes.
So imagine couple care.
Yeah.
If you can't do self-care and sit alone without getting disturbed by a sound or whatever.
Yeah.
I can't either. Yeah.
I know, like, you and I, we have our quiet times. For me, I, like, you know, I take a bath and I just, you know.
Zone out. Eat a cookie.
Yeah. And for me, I have to, like, relax because, you know.
Yeah. There's a lot going on.
Yeah, there's a lot. Yeah, there's a lot that goes on every single day and, you know, sometimes a little bit more than usual, you know, at those moments. And you need those moments to just turn off, even if it's just for a moment, a little bit.
Yeah.
So it's interesting when people, I think at the end of the day, this is the problem why relationships don't work out or there's a lack thereof. Is because people are not being honest with themselves. Mm-hmm. What is lacking? What is needed to keep things going? You can't.
But that's the thing. If you're the type of person that settles,
right,
then you're happy with just settling, and you're going to settle the rest of your life.
But you're not going to be truly happy. Right. You're lying to yourself at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just all it is.
Yeah. Like I said, some people are just happy settling. They're like, well, at least I'm not alone. Or, you know,
I get it.
But it's not like. It's not like we're not doing it. At least we are doing it. But yeah, but you're not doing it to the capacity or the
to how you want it
or
to
the
be.
Excitement that it should be.
Right.
Yeah.
So it kind of goes back to other episodes that we've spoken about about, you know, being open with your partner, expressing what your needs are, what your wants are, whatever that may be. If you want to go to a hotel room, if you want to do this, say it. You know, you don't know if you're not going to know until you open up your mouth, but
like
just
I
stay
say,
silent.
Closed mouths do not get fed.
No. Yeah. If you stay silent and just go along with what this person wants to do, not knowing, then it's just going to be same old, same old, you know, and nothing's going to change. It's just going to be the way it is.
Yeah. Day in, day out, the same.
Mediocre, and it's boring.
Yeah. But mediocre, boring. Yeah.
Stuff. You got to do things. Not only do you need a healthy sex life, you need to have a fun healthy sex life.
Just a fun life in general.
Yes, and do different things to
rejuvenate.
Yeah, rejuvenate, make things better.
Yeah.
Especially when there's a lack thereof already in the department.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
They can't really say there's not lacking.
Well, if you sit down and you're honest with yourself, then it's the reality is what it is.
Right.
I just think people just need to be honest with themselves.
And stop BSing.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Agreed.
Don't make excuses for your partner either. You know what you want. If you want something, speak up. Say it.
Say it loud. Say it proud.
Yeah. As James Brown kind of said.
Well, he said he's black and he's proud.
Yeah, that's what I said. As he kind of said.
Yeah. He half-assed said it.
But I don't know, like everybody does things differently. Everybody,
like I said, if you're happy with that, if you're happy with that shit, then you're happy with that shit.
Nobody's happy with it because, you know.
You're like, nobody's happy with it. No, they're claiming that they're happy. They're claiming with that they're happy. So if you're happy with that.
They're settling with it.
I agree.
And that's the correct word, is settling.
I agree. I don't think it's very happy. I think that's too much to compute when you're on edge and someone's gonna come home and we can't even have sex during the day because someone's home. We have to wait until everybody's at home at like we have to wait for everybody to go to sleep.
And I've done that. I have had sex when everybody's asleep and I still didn't feel comfortable. I was worrying about, oh my god, I heard a sound, just like you said, did they wake up? And I was like, I'll have to stop to get up
to make sure
that they were still asleep. How is that fun?
I think they're both fooling themselves and thinking that this is good enough. No, it's not. I think they're both just settling for, all right, well, this is all we got. Like, no, that's not all you got.
No, but there's a lot of people who are settling. So it is what it is for them. But don't tell me that everything is healthy and great, because in reality it's not. You know.
Right. And then as soon as you hear a sound and your dick goes down, that's a problem.
That too. Because you're interrupting.
Cock blocking.
It's a good distraction. Yeah. There should be no distractions when you're in the moment. You should just be able to just
go for it.
Yeah. Cause I know for me, when I like to just zone out, you know, I like to be comfortable and know that nobody's here and I just like zone, you know, and I don't have to worry about nothing.
Right.
At that moment, at least, you know?
Yeah.
And that's how it should, and that's how sex should be with your partner. Both of you just zone out together.
Unless they like that being on edge shit. That's fine.
No, being on edge is not fun. Yeah. There's no real enjoyment. Nobody's really coming for real. And if they are, somebody's faking that shit. Like, right. just keeping it real.
The most silent orgasm ever.
It's like, you came? Really? I couldn't have told because you're just laying there.
I came and I went.
Like, there's just no, it's not fun. At least not for me. I don't know about anybody else, but for me, that just wouldn't be fun.
It's not fun for me either. So with that being said, I want to say thank you to everybody who jumped in on the conversation and got on the Facebook, Instagram live with me. It was nice interacting with you all and just kind of seeing what is it that you do. How does that work for you? Does it work for you? Do you agree? Do you disagree?
I think majority would say no, unless you go out and have those date nights and you go to a hotel and do that. Yes.
Right. That's a good note taker for anybody that didn't think of the obvious.
Right.
We're going to wrap up this week's episode. Sorry. If you want, you can reach out to us on ladyandtheharlot.com and listen to all our episodes. You could jump on the Facebook page from there, the Instagram page. We're on most platforms.
Yes.
Merch line is there.
Right.
But if you're going to write a detailed message, please send it to ladyandtheharlot@gmail.com. It's so much better.
Right.
Anything else you want to add?
No, I think you've covered everything.
Yeah. All right, so with that, I am Dagna.
I'm Cheryl.
And thank you for joining us on this week's episode of Lady and the Harlot Podcast. We'll see you around next time.
Bye.
Peace.
All the good girls go to her.